The Story of Father's Day. Text.
Father's Day, contrary to popular misconception, was not established as a holiday in order to help promote the sales of greeting cards. In fact, when a Father's Day was first proposed, there were no Father's Day cards. Mrs. John B. Dodd of Washington first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart. William Smart, a Civil War veteran, was widowed when his wife, Mrs. Dodd's mother, died in giving birth to their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children on his own on a rural farm in eastern Washington. It was after Mrs. Dodd became an adult that she realized the strength and selflessness her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. The first Father's Day was observed on June 19, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. At about the same time, in various towns and cities across America, other people were beginning to celebrate a Father's Day. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge supported the idea of a National Father's Day. Finally, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. Father's Day has become a day to honor not only your father, but all men who stand for a father figure. Stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and adult male friends are all to be honored on Father's Day.
Dialogue. A Father's Day gift.
My boss wore a real stupid tie to work today. Can you guess why?
He isn't a man of good taste for clothes, is he?
He is, but I didn't mean that. His daughter bought him a tie as a Father's Day gift. And he was very happy to wear it and show it off to us in the office.
It must be hard being a father.
No, it's great being a father. Seeing your children growing up and loving you and admiring you?
Maybe you'll only feel that way on Father's Day. Now, listen to the dialogue again and follow along. A Father's Day gift.
My boss wore a real stupid tie to work today. Can you guess why?
He isn't a man of good taste for clothes, is he?
He is, but I didn't mean that. His daughter bought him a tie as a Father's Day gift. And he was very happy to wear it and show it off to us in the office.
It must be hard being a father.
No, it's great being a father. Seeing your children growing up and loving you and admiring you?
Maybe you'll only feel that way on Father's Day.